Where is she? I asked. Motel room. She was alone from 10 p.m. to noon on flight day. Departure time was 1:15. She had cut it close and would be in a hurry. Good. Can you catch her in the bathroom? Best of all in the tub? We're working on it. She sketched a smile with a fingertip drawn over lifeless lips. She knew how I liked to operate, but she was telling me I'd take what I got. It never hurts to ask. People are at their most defenseless, stretched out and up to their necks in water. Go! Elfrieda shouted. I stepped through, and things started to go wrong. I was facing the wrong way, stepping out of the bathroom door and facing the bedroom. I turned and spotted Mary Katrina Sondergaard through the haze of the gate. There was no way I could reach her without stepping back through. I couldn't even shoot without hitting someone on the other side. Sondergaard was at the mirror, the worst possible place. Few people recognized themselves quickly, but she'd be looking right at herself. She saw me, and her eyes widened. I stepped to the side, out of her sight. What the hell is... Hey, who the hell... I noted the voice, which can be the trickiest thing to get right. I figured she'd be more curious than afraid. My guess was right. She came out of the bathroom, passing through the gate as if it wasn't there, which it wasn't, since it only has one side. She had a towel wrapped around her. Jesus Christ, what are you doing in my... Words fail you at a time like that. She knew she ought to say something, but what? Excuse me, haven't I seen you in the mirror? I put on my best stew smile and held out my hand. Pardon the intrusion. I can explain everything. You see, I'm... I hit her on the side of the head, and she staggered and went down hard. Her towel fell to the floor. Working my way through college. She started to get up, so I caught her under the chin with my artificial knee. She stayed down. Standard fucking oil, I hissed, rubbing my injured knuckles. But there was no time. I knelt beside her, checked her pulse. She'd be okay, but I think I loosened some front teeth. I paused a moment. Lord, to look like that with no makeup? No prosthetics? She nearly broke my heart. I grabbed her under the knees and wrestled her to the gate. She was a sack of limp noodles. Somebody reached through, grabbed her feet, and pulled. So long, love. How would you like to go on a long voyage?